This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guests this week are lutenist Ron McFarlane and viol da gamba player Carolyn Surik. Caleb Gardner spoke with them about their new recording, And So Flows the River.
My first question is for you, Carolyn. You wrote a book of poetry. Could you tell us a little bit more about that book, and especially how it relates to the ongoing musical career and some of the collaborative experiences that you've had?
I spent 8 years of Fridays working at Walter Reed with wounded warriors and their families with a couple of my musician friends. It is singularly the most remarkable and transformative time that I've spent in music. When we were working there, everyone there has been blown up or shot or is suffering from invisible injuries. Because we were there every week, we became part of the community. We were just like pieces of furniture at a certain point. People would stop and they would sit down and they would talk, and we would develop these relationships with our guys and our gals and their families. And it was an opportunity to bring music into an environment where music could really change the environment, in that in a place where everything and everyone's experience has been informed by a terrible moment in their lives, we could bring beauty. And I'm not cheery beauty, not like let's cheer people up, but let's just meet people where they are with music. So when I wrote that book of poetry, Between War and Here, I was so taken by these men and women that I wanted the entire world to know them. But because of privacy reasons at Walter Reed, I couldn't identify anyone. Each poem was like a postcard about one of these extraordinary and very ordinary people. For years after I first published the book, people would come up to me and they're like, I know that guy. And I knew that the guy had left 4 years before that, but they knew the other guy who had both of his legs and one of his arms blown off. So there was this continuity of knowing that was really beautiful. And it was a way of affirming all of us when we make music together. That idea that your job is not necessarily to cheer up the world. Our job really is to meet people where they are. It can be a terrible day. It can be a wonderful day. But if we've created a CD that addresses that place that you're in, wherever it is, if you can find that in the music, then I feel like we've really succeeded in our effort to make music.
Moving on, Ron, for an individual question to you. So you started out maybe as all guitar players too, on their dad's barbed wire fence, electric.
Exactly.
That doesn't work, and there's like an inch of action. But of course, like, you went on to a wide range of stringed instruments. What do you find is the unifying thread in your approach to those instruments?
Well, I think it's partly because I came from playing on barbed wire and then played in rock bands for a good while. When I was working on a bachelor's degree at Shenandoah Conservatory as a classical guitarist, my weekend job and my summer job was always playing electric guitar in a rock band. So I kind of had a double life for years and years, and really didn't see where the two were likely to meet, because they seemed like such separate experiences. So I finished up at Shenandoah, began a master's degree in at Peabody Conservatory. That's around the time that I really became interested in the lute, because I loved the Renaissance and Baroque repertory that I was playing on guitar. Most of that had originally been written for the lute and then was transcribed for guitar. I had seen some concerts of Julian Bream in the 1970s, where he played the first half on a Renaissance lute and then the second half on guitar. And my thought was, well, maybe I could do something similar, because I loved the lute, or loved the lute music so much. I did get a lute while I was studying at Peabody. I just loved it so much. I was just drawn into it. Unlike Julian Bream, I didn't feel that I could divide my energy, divide my attention between the two instruments and get as far on either instrument if I kept dividing my energy. So I went into the lute mainly because I loved its repertory. I loved the Renaissance and Baroque repertory most of all. It was something I really resonated to. So I became a proud Peabody dropout, went to lute workshops, got private lessons, learned the lute in back alleys and so forth. no respectable degree in lute, but just read about it, studied with individuals, and began playing with a group that my first lute teacher founded. And this is a group that became the Baltimore Consort. As I was learning the lute, I was already playing with a group of musicians who were all more experienced than me. I was playing another instrument, a stringed instrument called the cittern, where I could just strum with my right hand and use my already pretty well-developed coordination fingering with the left hand, all while I was learning this brand new way of fingering with the right hand on the lute, which is radically different from playing the guitar. The thing that I found out shortly after playing with this group that evolved into the Baltimore Consort is that the Renaissance lute and its ensemble music is comprised of a lot of popular music, a lot of folk music, music that has a lot of rhythm, chance for very direct expression, chance for improvisation. And those were all things that I loved about playing popular music and playing rock music on the guitar. And yet that was combined with this lyricism, with the counterpoint, with the sophistication that you find in classical music. So for me, the lute had the things that I loved about both popular music and classical music all together in its repertory. I felt that I was complete playing the lute. It was a perfect fit for my musical personality.
What do you find so special and gratifying about collaborating with others?
One of the things that is really great about working with Ron is that he and I have had unusual and parallel existences in music. I founded Ensemble LA in 1990, and that group does a lot of traditional Irish and Scottish music, as well as some early music. Neither of us have had this straight-ahead early music life. Most people in early music have a straight-ahead early music life, but both of us have turned to the dark side. When we started working together in 2020, it was just like, I can't believe that I met somebody who's sort of been on the same life path and has the same kind of aesthetic and the same kind of musical sensibilities and willing to like go anywhere. Like on this newest CD, we've got Satie. I mean, when we were trying to put music together, I was like, what do you think about the Gymnopédie? And he's like, okay. There are a lot of people who wouldn't go there if they played the lute.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. I know our listeners are going to appreciate this record.
Thank you, Caleb. It's been a pleasure.
Our guests on Preview have been lutenist Ron McFarlane and viol da gamba player Carolyn Surik. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.